listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast, hosted by Reese Chanson.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast. I'm your host, Reese Chanson, and today we're looking at Fatal Seduction, a Netflix series that has about 7 parts. To my understanding, a second season is coming out August 4th. So for you show lovers, check it out. The show pertains a few things that I have issues with the writing, but overall, I don't know, pretty entertaining, I guess. The show follows a few characters. Nandi, who plays the lead protagonist. Nandi is a character who's a college professor. She teaches law, and she happens to be married to this guy who's what's this guy's name? Hold on a sec. Leonard. Sorry for that. Okay. Nandi's married to this guy called Leonard, who was a former judge, now owns a law company of some sort. To make things worse, Leonard's brother Vuyo used to be a lover of Nandi back in the day. Now, I'm gonna be blunt. Vuyo used to fuck Nandi, and Leonard married Nandi, and they had a daughter, who's Zintli. Right, they had a daughter who's Zintli. Now, I don't know if there's an issue with the paternity issue or not, but maybe there is. All I know is Nandi is for the streets. Nandi ends up fucking this guy called Jacob. This fella Jacob happens to be a student of Nandi, and he happens to be the son of a guy who ended up killing himself because he was found guilty for a variety of crimes. Now this guy who murdered himself because he was innocent, that's what it seems to be the case, happens to be Jacob's father. So he murders himself, and the whole turmoil thing makes Jacob's mother lose her fucking mind. And there's even scenes where this lady tries to bloody hell drown Jacob as an infant, which is crazy. So that's an interesting aspect to me, anyway. So as I was saying, Nandi is letting this nigga called Jacob slap them cheeks. Man, this nigga is fucking the shit out of her. Like, really fucking the shit out of her. Like, a lot of fucking scenes where dick is being put into somebody. Like, dude, and there are even scenes where this Nandi character is like telling a friend of hers, Brenda, who ends up getting killed as the show progresses, that this young man is fucking the shit out of me. Now, this is a whole love triangle. Now, if you don't know this, Jacob's father, the judge who happened to preside over the case that sort of made him guilty, happens to be Leonard. Now, to make matters worse, it happens that Leonard did a few malpractice issues with the case. He sort of coerced or made Brenda, who was witness to some of the things that this father of Jacob did the crime or did the deed, and basically bang a false witness. Now, at first I was like, why the fuck is a judge involved with the prosecution in terms of getting a guilty plead or getting someone convicted? Shouldn't he be partial? Shouldn't he be like the last hope of reason, like be there and, you know? But that's not the case. What's happened here is it's been completely astonishing that what happened is that I have no idea how a judge is involved in this, which makes me think that season 2 will hold more homage to it. Now, Brenda gets murdered. I don't know whether she kills herself or this Jacob guy kills her, or Leonard kills her, or she commits suicide because she dies in her bath with a belt on her wrist and she cuts her wrists and dies. Now, towards the end of the show, around episode 7 or 6, it seems like Vuyo is tracking down who did it. And I don't want to spoil this, as I fucking spoiled it anyway. So what I'm trying to get here is, Vuyo's trying to discover who, what happened to Brenda. Did this Jacob dude kill her or not? Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. That's a different story. But what I gather here is, Vuyo is a horrible cop. Like, there's a scene where this guy's like, "You killed Brenda, so I'm gonna kill you." So he does what everybody does. He kidnaps the dude, puts him in his boot, takes him to a warehouse, chokes the shit out of him, tortures him, chokes him, beats the crap out of him, and logically thinking he's gonna kill him. He doesn't fucking kill him. He puts him in a body bag in the middle of the forest and he leaves them. And somehow this guy lives. This guy was drowned. He passed out, fine. This guy was choked. Like, nigga had jumper cables, like choking the motherfucker, trying to get "did you kill Brenda" type of vibe. And ultimately he gets nothing. So he kills him, or he thinks he kills him. And fuck it, let's just pretend this Vuyo guy killed him. Like, that has to be the worst way to dispose of evidence as a cop. I'm saying, you're a cop, you know how you do this. Why would you put him in a body bag, a police state body bag for that fucking matter, and not bury the body? Doesn't make no fucking sense at all. And Nandi is a fucking hoe, fam. She is for the streets. But the scenes were crap. Like, the sex scene she was doing with this Leonard fella. Like, she was literally sitting on the man's stomach. And she's supposed to be riding the shit out of him. But whatever. Let's pretend she was actually doing a fucking decent job. She was riding the shit out of him and she did a good job. A lot of great sex scenes, I will say. The show does have a lot of great sex scenes. A lot of nudity is out there. You'll see a few butt cheeks. So, don't watch this shit with your kids. And if your kids happen to be watched it before you, you fucked, my dude. You fucked. And I think I should put this show to more PG level so I do not, like, literally expose every goddamn aspect of it. But I will say that the show is pretty boring. It's got a lot of ridiculousness into it. Am I gonna watch the second season? You damn right I'm gonna watch it. I'm not gonna watch it because of enthusiasm or great it is. No, I'm gonna watch it because it's fucking stupid. Like, a lot of stupid factors in this. And I'd like to put my eyes onto it and see what happens to it. Yeah. Anyway, this review is probably the worst take I've done in a while. Because I've got a camera now and I'm recording myself. So it's very weird recording and looking at the screen, looking at myself, judging if I actually look good, the lighting is good, and that type of shit. So it's going to be a rough couple of days putting this shit together, or a rough couple of weeks, because I'm going to start recording this type of shit. So that means that my YouTube channel is about to be up or down, I don't know. And this was basically a fucking trial run. And I literally butchered this episode. So, yes, I am sorry for wasting your time. Anyway, like the page, share, and this is the worst take ever. Like, really horrible.
Now, that was entertaining. You just listened to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Jansen. With that being said, remember to support the podcast on Patreon. And let's hang out another time. Adios, folks. Adios.